Yo, be a father. If not, why bother, son? A boy can make him, but a man can raise one. Be a father to your child. Be a father to your child.
What's up? What's up? So we're here, episode 2. Yeah, I guess we kind of surprised ourselves for episode 1. We didn't realize we're going to get that deep.
Right. Man, he's still like recovering from it.
Nah, he's straight.
Therapy now.
I'm good. I'm ready
therapy
for the next
from our therapy.
Yeah. So, appreciate you guys coming back, and I don't know, what are we going to talk about tonight?
I've been thinking about a few things from our last conversation, and actually been having the conversations with our friends and stuff about it. So, Kay, when you mentioned you and your wife had your son potty trained, what was it, 5 months?
5 months,
At 5 months?
Yeah.
So, wait, does that mean you guys started at 5 months, or he was completely trained at 5 months?
No. We started at 5 months. And then, but it only took like
a month or two.
Yeah, to get him rocking. So he was good.
Yep. So what is it that you did again?
Yeah, that's what I want to get into. I want to understand what the hell the process was. Where is this book? Because I got a 2-year-old that needs some of that.
So the wild shit is, actually my wife's sister, she has 3 kids, right? So her third child. She went totally AWOL and did no diapers whatsoever, right?
Ever.
Yeah, nothing. No diapers.
Yo. That's a messy-ass crib.
So there's this whole school of thought that you can have, you know, like, and like I can attest to it, is that, you know, you have a child and you can teach them, like, sign signals about what is...
Yeah, I've heard about that, for sure.
Yep. So, like, so they can let you know when they got to go to the bathroom, what they got to do. So that was her MO, was like, I'm getting rid of...
And never mind that, what's the technique to teach a kid to sign to know what that sign means?
I mean, you just let them you let them know. It's like, you got to talk to them, and you got to... And so when shit starts happening... You start letting them know, like, hey, you know, let me know when this happens, right? So for the
how would they know what that is?
Because you're telling them, right? So they
understand English
just like they understand whatever language you're speaking to them, right? I mean, that's the mystery. Of
I mean,
it
my
all.
Baby understands when I go,
yeah,
more than when I speak anything.
You know, it basically boils down to this: it's like, you know, if we break it down to the basic minimum of, like, we take language away and we still look at someone and we make, you know, if we're in a country where we don't speak the language but we still make sign language, we still make motions and things like that, and
right.
we can somehow figure out what we're trying to get across. The same way kids are, right? Like when they're babies, like for some, and I'm no expert, I'm just saying, like, that's the way that it is. Like,
they pick it up.
Yeah, they pick it up.
I think it has to be repetition. I would have to assume.
Yeah, it's repetition, but it's also, you know, like our relationship with someone and what we're trying to get across to them, and the repetition of, like, hey, do this,
right.
you know, this. So for the listeners, if I'm, like, making the hang loose sign, like, hey, this means I got to take a shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and for anybody new listening, we actually Skype each other, so we could see each other, and we're in different cities.
Yeah.
So we see each other, but we're, you know, there's only an audio podcast right now.
Right.
And so, if you hear any animal sounds, that's my dog Nugget in the background, which is my other child.
Right.
Right on cue.
So yeah, I mean, so basically with my son, it was like we heard the advice from her sister, and and she had some books, and I don't remember the names of the books or whatever, but we basically took that information and said, all right, we don't necessarily want him shitting on the floor, so we're gonna put some diapers on him. You know what I mean? Yeah. But at the same time, we don't want to have, you know, a 3-year-old and have him shitting in his pants, like, and still having to clean that up. So let's figure it out. And then, you know, my wife definitely took charge and we bought what, you know, they have those little small mini potties that, you know, the portable potties. And every time that he had to go to the bathroom, or if he, you know, we just kind of like told him some of these signs to make, or if we started to see him like he had to start going to the bathroom, we would take off a diaper and we'd put him on the potty and let him know, like, all right, this is where. And I feel like an asshole for saying potty, as we discussed last last episode.
So you did do the sign stuff with your son?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, but it was more about, like, we gave him some signs, but we also understood, like, what he looked like when he was about to, like, go to the bathroom. So right. We were able to say, all right, it looks like he's telling us that he's got to go to the bathroom. So we're going to take him and we're going to put him on the toilet and let him do his thing so that he understands that when it's time to go to the bathroom, he's going to look at us like, hey, guys, like, where's the bathroom at? As opposed to, right, I'll take a shit in my pants. You know what I mean?
So you guys use the portable potty.
Yeah.
As the place where he would go,
yeah,
or you yep. guys would okay. Yep, so yep. that was the first step.
Yeah. So well, yeah.
Sign
so
or get to know.
Yeah,
and but then you got to take away that portable potty.
The portable potty stays for a while. Like that.
Oh, okay.
That's because, you know, the kids are small. Like, they'll fall in the toilet if you try to put them in a toilet.
Right. Right.
So you
right.
have that portable potty, and then you know, they start going to the bathroom and that, and then it's usually the pee first, right, and then the shit afterwards. Yeah. And then you just kind of gradually go from there. So it was a gradual process of, he understands that he's not going to take a piss in his diapers. He's going to use this portable potty.
How often did, was there messes?
Not too often, man. Once it was pretty quick. It wasn't too often. I mean,
do you think the times that your son made a mess was kind of like a learning lesson for him? Like, oh, I don't want that to happen to me again.
Nah, it was more so, it was more middle of the night action. During the...
Okay.
When he was awake, it was...
So it's never really about learning through humiliation.
Nah.
In a sense.
Nah. It was
I know that's bad, but I'm just saying, like, if I'm a child and you're teaching me something and then maybe I slip one day, I'm going to be like, oh, hell no, I don't want that.
It was all about, he knew exactly what to do. It was just like where to do it and when to do it. And any kind of mishaps were in the middle of the night. Like, we'd keep the diapers off of him during the day so he would know, like, to let us know, hey, I got to do this or I got to do that. And then at nighttime, we just didn't want to have our bed full of pee. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, right.
Put the diapers on him. And then after a while, you got to take the diapers off. At least that's how we did it. Take the diapers off and make him understand, hey, you know, you can't soil the bed. You got to
take care of business.
Yeah, either go to take a piss at night before you go to sleep or wake up in the middle of the night and wake us up and we'll handle business, that kind of thing.
So, go ahead, Manny.
No, so I just want to recap because I'm going through this right now.
Yeah.
And I need to get this shit right.
Right.
So,
you talked about the diaper problem.
And I'm
going to
go through it because you said 5 months and I'm on 4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you should start it, man. You should definitely start it. I mean, if that's what you want to do. Right?
No.
Not everyone wants to do that shit. So, you know.
You want to do that shit because you think, I mean, we spend probably 80 to 100 bucks a month on diapers type shit.
Diapers out of control.
Creams, diapers, wipes, the whole shit, right?
And not to mention, yo, I mean, where do those diapers go? They go, they end up in the Pacific Ocean in that fucking huge, you know, fucking garbage bin.
So you taught him how to communicate. So you guys got on the same page on how to communicate. The two types of, you know, going to the bathroom.
Exactly.
And then you got him the portable potty.
Yep.
And then you started using the communication to get him to use the potty.
Yep.
You would keep him diaperless throughout the day.
Yep.
At night, you would keep on just to protect, you know, your stuff.
Yeah.
And were those the main things?
Yeah.
And just consistency, I would imagine.
Yeah, consistency. And then after a certain time, after it was, all right, he definitely knows how to take a piss during the day, you know, without diapers, and pretty good with taking a shit. Then after a while, it's like, all right, let me take off the diapers at night. And then you just got to kind of gamble with it and live, like, if there's an accident, there's an accident. But, you know, he never took a shit anywhere else. It was always like any kind of accidents we have, it was always piss related, but it was never like he.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, it was never like I took a shit somewhere on the floor or anything like.
When is it expected? Like, to me, true potty training, and I might be wrong, is when the kid's wiping his own ass, you know? His or her own ass.
I mean...
does that happen yet? Like, at what age? I don't even know the age.
So, my thing is, like, we put him... we started him in preschool when he was 4. Mm-hmm. And that preschool that we went to, they said that he's got to be able to wipe his own ass at 4 when they go into that preschool.
They said it just like that, too.
Well, yeah, exactly. like that motherfucker's got to wipe his ass at 4. So, yeah. So, at 4, he was supposed to be able to clean himself, right? And he knew how to clean himself. Okay. He's 6 now, but there's times where I let him do his thing. But there's also times where I'm like, all right, let me get it correct because, I want to make sure, like, we got to go somewhere, we got to do something.
Right, for sure.
And then let me clean and make sure, you're straight. But push comes to shove, he knows how to take care of himself, no problem.
Right.
Let me ask the maybe not $1 million question, but the $100 question.
Yeah.
Did you guys teach him to pee sitting? Did he learn it that way initially?
No, standing up.
He stood.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Keller wasn't having that.
But how did he go to the bathroom?
I mean, KGB, wink.
Right, there you go. I didn't even catch that. I'm over it now.
Yeah, we should just expect that shit every week.
I'm over it now. Well, let's stick to KGB if we can, but if not, it's okay.
He's gonna bleep his name out.
Right.
Nah, but so you would go in a bathroom and kind of show him, and that would be the example.
Yep. Yeah, I'd take a piss. If he had to take a piss, we'd take a piss at the same time in the toilet and be like, "All right, this is how you do it." And so. Let me double back because this just raises a different conversation a little bit about raising a boy versus a girl, that kind of thing. Like, so for me, I did not have a father figure. I did not have my father in my life when I was a young kid. And I have a good relationship with him now, but that was later on in life. So, the idea of a man in my life when I was a kid was non-existent and I'm guessing that's for a lot of us, for just to show you the kind of daily ins and outs, right?
Yeah, same here.
So for me, and I was never super kid friendly also. And any kind of exposure that I had to little kids was always, little girls through my wife's, her nieces, my nieces, by marriage. And one of our friends has a daughter that we help take care of a lot in New York. And so that's my, that, you know, that's like my experience with kids, right? So when I found out that I was having a boy, I tripped the fuck out, to be honest with you. Like, straight up. Like, I was scared. Like, and I haven't really been too scared. I've been in a lot of crazy situations, and I've not been scared of those situations. But, realizing that I was going to have a boy, and I really just did not know. I didn't know what to do. You know what I mean? Like,
So you were more familiar. You would have been less afraid if it was a girl, simply because of your experience.
Yeah, straight up.
Gotcha.
Like, I didn't know. Like, man, should I? I'm gonna have a boy. Should I hug him and be affectionate? Should I? What's the protocol? You know what I mean? I just had no clue because I didn't necessarily have that. That same interaction with men. When I was a young kid, mm-hmm. So the whole idea of just learning how to teach him on my side of learning how to teach him, how to take a piss, all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's and that's just some different shit to think about.
It's true. No, that makes, but it's funny because it kind of just, you're not, it's not kind of at the front of your lobe.
No, right? Definitely that's not. Definitely
buried
not.
Back there somewhere. So when the shit hits the fan, you're like, oh, wait a minute. Like, right. How do I do that?
Yeah. And he's looking at me like, hey, daddy, how do I do this? Or, you know, what's the, you know, what I do? And I'm like, okay, well, follow me. You know, this is what I do, right? So let's do it this way. Right?
What's been interesting for me and just having a boy and two girls, you kind of get into this mode where, so like you guys, I mean, I'd say my father was more present than it sounds like your dad has been in your lives, in right. your, you know, the
lives, yeah.
Yeah, the formative years, yeah. if you talk right. about it, right? So he was definitely around. So I got, like, you know, taking a piss. I could remember, like, all right, you know, him showing me hit the ropes or what have you. But having, so me being a father now, there are, like, gaps, yeah. right? And things that I'm like, oh, shit, I don't know exactly, like, what the best, you know, process
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
So kind of fall, and this kind of happens organically, and I think you guys are experiencing or have experienced this, you kind of fall into this fake it till you make it phase. Or yeah. I guess now we had a lot of information at our fingertips, so we could probably Google something and try to get an idea. But generally speaking, like, you know, you in the moment, you kind of go with your gut.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, I find that to be the right move, even if you're not really too clear on it. Because the kids, I mean, my son is 4. I'm sorry, he just turned 5. So he'll check me if he sees that something's not logical.
Yeah.
Which is like the most uncanny, crazy shit I've ever seen. Because he has a well-rounded understanding for a 5-year-old. But if it kind of goes beyond what I think he should know
yeah.
with things that he's familiar with. And so they, between you and the child, depending the on their age,
yeah. no, you're right.
kind of get to the right middle ground.
Yeah, you hit on it with the gut. I mean, that's after a while, like the way that I got over my whole kind of freaked outness, for lack of a better term, was just basically, you know what? I'm gonna just go with my gut, man. I'm gonna go with whatever feels right. Because I got everyone telling me all kinds of different shit, and I don't really have anything to go off of for, you know, to say, oh, this is the way to do it, or this is not the way to do it. So you're right, the gut, it was just, this seems to feel right for me and for our life and my kid, and that's how, you know, that's how I'm
going. Does it ever feel like the significant other in the relationship, in our case is the mother, either acts like they know more or maybe has been doing more research
not
than
for,
you
for me.
And then kind of you're that gut, even though you might have gut feelings, oh, I'm going to do it this way or that way. But then you got this other person going, no, that's the wrong way, or no, you shouldn't be doing it that way, or no, this is the right way.
I mean, speaking for myself, no. I mean, my wife and I, you know, it's not like we had much family around when we had our son. So we were basically both on, you know, we both felt like we were in it together, and
right.
you know, we were just gonna go on our guts, and for the most part we were kind of connected in terms of like what we feel is the right thing to do and how to do it, and we would just, our communication is good to the point where we can kind of discuss and say, hey, you know, this is what I'm thinking, or this is what I'm thinking, and let's try to find a middle ground on, or, you know, at some point it's like with any kind of discussion, sometimes you have to let go and say, all right, well, let's try it your way and see what happens. And
right.
or, you know, she might say, well, all right, let's try it your way and see what happens. So I think for us, at least for our relationship, we have a pretty healthy communication style, so we can, you know, let each other figure it out and trust each other's guts if we're not both totally aligned at the same time.
Yeah.
You know,
I think me and my girl, since we're both, I'll blame it on Geminis. We both stubborn and clash and think we know it all to a degree. And, you know, there'll be times, and I give it to her. She is doing more research, and since she's nursing, she does have that, more of that connection with,
yeah.
with baby. So I understand all of that. But sometimes I find myself telling her, I'm like, look, you know, you got to let me do things the wrong way too. Like, I gotta learn.
Oh,
this is the first time for both of us, but.
Yeah, you got to fuck up to learn sometimes.
Yeah, I got to learn by doing something wrong, you know, as long as nothing happens to the baby, obviously. But But that's, you know, sometimes we find ourselves clashing because, you know, she'll be like, oh, no, do this or do it that way. And I'll be like, sometimes I'm stubborn and be like, no, I want to get it wrong, you know, if that's what's going to have to happen, you know. Yeah, yeah. Like, it'll just let me get it wrong.
And it's a little bit more difficult when you, you know, you just have one child because, you know,
right.
You've got that one time to kind of figure it out. So, Manny, you've got three. So, what's
yeah, up? I was going to say it. But, I mean, my wife... I'd say our relationship and the way we handle things is more akin to kind of what you described, Kay. We tend to be on the same wavelength, and we kind of just factor information. You know, we take samples of information, and then we kind of make come to the conclusion that we feel is best, probably with bits and pieces of the information we have available. Mm-hmm. But in many cases, and when we lived in Cali, so my son, when we moved to California, my son was 3 months old and my youngest daughter wasn't around. So she came to be roughly a year before we moved out back to New York. So for the most part, we were away from any family. And so we kind of were in the same boat. We had to when stuff happens, you got to just, you know, go roll with the punches and figure out what to
do. Oh, Jesus. keep it going.
Mr. Professional Podcaster there.
Nice. My girl. But it's walking by.
But it can be hard, though, because you got people that are around you that think they know what's best for your situation, particularly... You know, I call them grandmothers and grandfathers who have, you know, have grandkids or should be having grandkids, because their way of doing things is so far away from the way things happen now and are done now in many cases. So they feel like they know the right way and you don't know shit, right? And so, you know, we tend to clash a little bit with the older school in some of the respects, because we don't, like, for us, we want our kids to grow up and be as real as they can be and unique to themselves. Like, their personalities, we try to nurture that and let that kind of drive who they are. And I think a lot of the old school, it was like trying to force kids to be in a particular box.
Right.
So like, some of the stuff that you opened with, Kay, like, you know, and I was alluding to, you know, my question, did you teach them how to pee standing
right,
up?
Right,
sitting,
right, right.
Like, to me, it doesn't matter, right? Like,
right.
But sitting
old,
down,
old school macho is gonna be like, right. Better teach that boy to stand up.
Right. Which is funny, because, and I think I might have mentioned this to you, E. Like, my wife, when I met my wife, well, when we got, you know, going or whatever, she started to tell me, "Yo, why don't you try peeing sitting down?"
I don't remember you telling me
that. I was like, "Are you out of your fucking mind?"
And I'm glad I don't remember. Right. You
well. Good. So you're gonna hear it now. So I looked at her like she was crazy, and I don't remember what happened. I think it might have been peeing.
You were like, "I'm gonna try this shit,"
and it was loud or some shit. Right. I don't remember what the reason for the conversation was.
Oh, if it's the middle of the night, yo, sit down and relax.
I think it was one of those situations where it was like late. And she might have been asleep. I was peeing, and it was loud. So she said it, and I was like, "You're bugging." And three or four times it came up, and I'm like, fuck it. All right, let me just give it a shot. Yo.
What, it changed your life?
I'm like 50-50 right now.
Well,
if there's not a urinal. God.
I mean, you got
a urinal? Know,
I mean, geez.
I can't follow you there, bro.
Dog, it's the best shit ever.
Hey, man, when I'm tired.
I need the extension of the body to let out all my fluids. Nah, that's the best way for me.
Middle of the night when I'm tired and I don't want to wake my son up with fucking water spraying around. I'm like, yo.
Yeah, yo.
No, that's new to me. I haven't gone there yet.
Don't worry. We're going to send a camera crew. We're going to document you sitting down peeing.
No, my dad, I mean, my son the other day, he was like,
I'll send you some max pads all around.
I try to get him to take a shit and a piss every morning before he goes to school, right? So he doesn't have to deal with that shit at school. And, you know, and he went to go sit down. I was like, yo, are you peeing or, or pooping, right? He goes, nah, I'm just sitting down because I'm tired. I just want to take a pee, you know. I was like, why don't you just try to take a poop too? When you take a pee, you stand up and then, you know.
You know what the trick is? I usually get my 2-for-1s in the morning, and this is how I do it. I get up. First thing I do, even before I brush my teeth, I get about a half liter of room temperature water down that bitch.
Get that 24-ouncer.
Or you know, get that 24-ouncer of Monster Energy.
Nah.
Yo, you drink a little caffeine. That's all you need.
Nah, yo, just straight up room temperature water. In about 15 minutes, BOGO, baby. Well, I get one. Boom.
This is about the kids, not our bowel movements, right?
But you can use that. You could use it to your advantage.
But all jokes aside, I see the practicality in
it. True.
And especially, and for kids, it's different. Like I totally see for a kid. But I guess when you're a grown ass man and you've been standing your whole life. You know, and I'm not saying that, of course, you know, when there's probably time that you, like you said, knock out a 2-for-1.
Yeah. Get that 2-for-1.
But yeah, that's not my thing. And it's like,
you'll learn to enjoy the 2-for-1 of these days.
Maybe I'll reach that bliss one day.
Come on, Macho Libre. You'll be all right.
It's not about being macho. I'm just saying. Okay, it is about being
modern. All right. Yeah, I'm gonna try the potty training method because we literally in the thick of it. My wife was just we were just having a conversation about the portable potty. And we got like the kid's seat that you put on top of the you know the regular toilet.
Well so that's like step two. That's step two. Step one is the one that's got the it's got like a base to it and then it's got like a little potty that's inside of it. They shit or piss in there, and then you take that out, and then you pour that out, or you put line it with like a plastic wrap or whatever, or a plastic bag. Then you toss that out, and then step two, once they get used to sitting on that, when they get a little bigger, then you take the little the potty, right, the seat, and then you put it on top of the real toilet seat. That's the transition spot. But what we still have is we take that portable potty and we have it in the car, so in case some
just
shit
in
happens,
Christmas,
yeah. In case anything pops off, then we you know we've got
it covered.
Yeah, we got that action for
blazing hip hop and R&B.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, so I'm assuming you're still using the wipes during this transition because what else are you cleaning them?
Gotta have the wipes.
Right. Okay. So you.
Yeah. Gotta have the wipes.
All right. Yeah. Did anybody here have any issue just changing diapers? I know some dudes that don't do that, especially if it's like a girl or whatever.
No, I was straight, man. I mean, for me, it was like, this is my job. This is what I got to do.
Nah, yeah. I almost feel like that's the job I could do, you know, perfect. Like,
yeah,
I feel fulfilled, you know, changing my daughter's diaper.
Really, none of that's. I mean, it's really not a gross out to me. You know, it was more about hey, man, you know, I had a kid, and because I have a kid, these are the things that come along with having a kid, and this is what and this is what I have to do. So let me do it.
When she blows some little farts and I'm changing her, it freaks me. I'm like, oh shit, she's about to blow up. Yeah. So I'm like trying to like. You know, put the diaper on quick.
Oh, yeah. I got blasted on before.
No, my girl's gotten blasted, yo. I'm lucky that I haven't had a blast yet. But
my son actually wants me, likes me to repeat that story to him now that he understands about this. He's like, yeah, Dad, tell me about the time where you were changing my diaper when I was a little kid and I did an explosion and it blew all over you and shit. You
know, yo, how do you even clean those stains? Those stains are not coming off of things, man.
Nah, they'll come off.
Bruh, not like for example, like you know the straps on some of these things that it's at, like
you gotta throw
those things are stained for life.
You throw that away after a while, man. Once it's not usable anymore, get rid of it.
Oh no. Once it's not usable, we're still using it though.
Yeah, you roll with it, you know.
I just damped it in antibacterial and you know, prayed to Guadalupe.
Yeah. God, love it.
Yo, not for nothing, but I'm the swaddle king and the diaper changing champ.
I thought I was, and then my girl said that I was the swaddle was too tight, or she thought it was too tight. But man, when I saw in the hospital, they were doing it like
they'd like choke them out.
Yeah, and they're like, that's the way it's supposed to be. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna do that too. I'm like, put her in the suplex. Oh, boom, boom.
My son hated the swaddle. He would break out of the swaddle. That was our. That was actually the only time that my wife and I started having issues. like, because we'd just be both so damn tired, and then we're ready to get him to go to sleep, get the swaddle on him, and then he would freak the fuck out when he had the swaddle on him, and he'd try to break out of it, and, you know, we try to get him back to sleep, and then he just, you know, he just wouldn't, he's not having it, and then both of us would be tired, and then whoever has him at this time, you know, we're just fucking done with it, and we're just...
Yeah, we don't swaddle anymore at this, at her. She's about to be 4 months on the 9th, and she was breaking out of her swaddle and not and waking up.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't working anymore, so she doesn't get swaddled anymore.
Yo, how does sex change
after
you have the kid?
Jesus Christ.
No, we got to talk about this, because, like...
Too soon in the podcast.
Fuck that. No, last episode was too soon.
Right, all right. So...
Kay's loose with it right now. Kay's at this point popping off. He probably got a martini off screen.
Scotch on the rocks.
Oh, he got a fit for something. He got an OE. He took it back to the old days.
So I'm going to say it's definitely personal for any... Everyone is different, right? So for us, my son, we've done co-sleeping with him, right? So he's been in the middle, he's been in our bed since day one. I mean, we had a crib, he was not feeling the crib. But both of us just liked the idea of him being next to us and being close to us and, you know, making sure everything was cool. So I think it just depends, man. It also depends on your relationship. My wife and I, we've been together for 19 years, right? So, we had our time as without a kid, and then we've had our time now with the kid, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you just know that things, you know, it's like right now our focus is on the kid, right? Our child and raising him and like enjoying his time, and we also know that there's going to be a certain time where, you know, he probably doesn't want to hang out with us or have anything to do with, you know what I mean, that kind of thing. So it's like you just enjoy it.
So you become like a monk, is what you're saying?
Nah,
that's what it sounds like.
Nah, you got to run out. You know, you got to go to different rooms and do stuff. Basically,
you'd be doing some.
You know, you make it work for your circumstances.
So this is gonna get personal, but I don't care.
Somebody comments.
Right. Whatever, bro. Do you find yourself going from audible in the act to whispering through the act, or was it always kind of low key for you guys? Because for me, I like to just let it all out. Sometimes I'll grunt like a fucking caveman.
This guy's like, Ave Maria.
All right, so thank you for listening to this podcast.
I will tell you something. The being like quick is now a positive thing in this situation. Like, just let's knock it out the park as quick as possible.
Yeah, let's have some
crazy,
fun.
Crazy, right?
Let's have a little
like
fun.
Before, you know, that wouldn't go. That wouldn't fly. Like, it has to last. Now it's like, no, just knock it out the park.
But you got that shit in you now. Like before, whatever, you might get some times when you like the champ. You in there for, you know, 30, 40, 50, whatever. But now you like, yo, you hit 10 minutes and it's probably too long.
It's too long. No. I'm like, sorry.
Oh my God.
It's
what if they hear us or whatever the fuck it is?
Time management. It's just,
you're paranoid about the, you know, the child waking up and it's all over. So
and it's like just getting, releasing animal, you know, animal shitting you, you know, the animal instincts in you.
Or capturing that time to connect with your significant other, right? You have that time where, because you get in so much of the mix of, like, being a parent and, like, work and whatever it is you got going on, but then you also have to find that time, even if it's quick, to just, you know, connect with them on a one-on-one, and you guys feel like you're connected again for, you know, from that state of mind, and then back into the, you know,
jungle
raising a child. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Bump clad.
Yep.
Thank you. I don't know why y'all just stressed me out.
Get ready, doggy. Woohoo!
It's funny, actually.
It's about your priorities too, man. You know, everyone's got different priorities, right?
For sure.
Some people's priorities aren't even on the kids. They're like, "Nah, let me get my nut off," right? Like, just what it is, and I'm not gonna judge, but everyone's priority is different.
Slight change of subject, but the illest thing for me that just happened. Not just happened, something happened, but I got to hang out with my goddaughter, who's 21 years old, and my daughter. She was in town in here in Miami from New York, and it just like made me feel old as hell, but it was just super dope too, because my goddaughters are the reasons why I kind of shifted from wanting a boy to like saying now I wanted a girl. And so it was really dope to have them, you know, have my 21-year-old goddaughter and my daughter in the room together and then playing with each other, and it was really cool.
That's dope.
Super change of subject. Sorry about that. Just made me think about everything we're thinking about, you know, like talking about just in perspective of time now.
Yeah.
Seeing her growing up and seeing her sisters grow up, and then now I have the baby, you know, baby daughter.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, you kind of see the before and after almost.
Right. Yeah. You know,
that's dope.
Yeah.
I have another frustration. So we're all avid hip hop fans, some more than others. I can't sit down and actually listen to music that I enjoy, I feel like, at all. Like when I break away to go to the gym, that's the only time I can put my headphones on and listen to some stuff. And it's an hour. If I'm lucky.
Right.
So.
You're just talking about in general. It has nothing to do necessarily with children.
In general, but primarily it's because of the children. For a few reasons. One, the vulgarities in the music. While I'm okay with them listening to it, mm-hmm. sometimes, actually it's not the vulgarity, it's the raunchiness in some of the music that I take issue with. And I'm all for it when I'm listening to it. It's all good for me. But I can't expose them to that. So, like, the other day, we're listening to, you know, the I Like It Like That Cardi B joint in the car. No? You guys don't know what the hell I'm talking about?
I know exactly. I'm just wondering.
I just saw blank faces.
I'm waiting for you to expound.
I'm thinking you're talking about some other kind of, you know, like.
No,
you know.
I mean, no, I can't let them listen to Helter Skelter or mm-hmm. you know.
Right.
The gritty stuff that I like to listen to.
You can't let them listen to it?
I cannot, no.
So that's too gritty versus Cardi B?
Well, so...
For what she's saying?
You're so used to the radio edit, right? In the car, okay. We just listen to the radio.
Oh, okay.
But we were streaming... I don't know what the hell we were streaming. Some one of these services. And and it was the dirty version. So they're all singing along. And then, you know... Cardi B throws a bitch in there, and they're like, and I'm like, what?
Oh, man.
And then she said some other shit, and, you know, they're like riding along, but they're cutting short, like saying the bad words or whatever. And I'm like, trying to play it cool, like it's no big deal. But then I'm like, yo, fuck. I'm conflicted. And I look at my wife, and she's also like, fuck, I don't know if we should be doing this.
Yeah, that's tough. That is a tough call.
It sucks. And the song is dope. I like the song.
Yeah, because you want your kids to hear some cool music, but on the flip side, you don't want them to. So what I've been doing, what we've been doing is, I mean, obviously we try to find the explicit free versions of songs, but we can't always find that. And then sometimes if it's too crazy, we just turn it off. Other times we've instructed him, like, look, if you want to hear this song, we're going to play it, but then we're also going to tell you what the bad words are in these songs and let you know what they are. Because, like, you know, he'll hear a song and he's like, you know, I don't understand everything that they're saying. I just like the beat, or I like, you know, I like the vibe of the song, right? I like the song. I don't understand everything. I don't understand why you're turning it off either, right? You know? Right. So we'll just say, all right, well, look, this is, you know, this word that he or she just said is not a word for you to repeat. All right. So in order for you to hear this song again, You have to understand that this is an adult word, and it's not something that you're going to repeat and take it to school or whatever, that kind of thing. And I think you just got to kind of, I don't know. I mean, I don't love it, but at the same time, I also want him to kind of vibe to similar music that we like, or at least be exposed to it. And I mean, for the most part, he likes music that he can sing along to. So, yeah. So like his favorite song right now is King of Rock by Run DMC, and he just likes to rhyme those words, you know, that whole shit over and over again. And that's a pretty, you know, explicit free song. But there's other songs, like a Biggie song will come on, and you know, my wife is quick to, or both of us are quick to just like turn it off. Yeah, because you know, he's like, hey, keep it on.
Yeah, I'll tell you one of the things that I'd like to think is true. A lot of the kids that I've seen, you know, obviously I have a lot of friends that have had children.
Yeah.
For you know, since we were teenagers, so I've seen a lot of different parenting styles. And for some reason, I've kind of noticed, and it seems that the parents that were kind of like open and loose with it and let their kids kind of listen to stuff as they were listening to it and just telling them, these are the bad words, you can't say them, this is an adult saying this, and even them cursing around their kids and saying, you can't say that, this is what adults say, when you become an adult, you can maybe speak like this.
Yeah.
I kind of seem to find that those kids ended up being more respectful, more well-rounded, and understanding of these things versus the ones that were kept from the stuff.
Totally sheltered
from
it. Point in cases,
my goddaughters, my three goddaughters, you know, they're great kids, you know,
smart. Paul's kids?
Yeah, they're wholesome. And Paul, you know, I mean, you met Paul. Yeah. Paul would curse the storm around them.
Drink champ sports, people.
Yeah, he would, like, he prides himself in his kids even knowing the lyrics to most of the songs.
Right.
And I remember when they were young, me listening to records, and They would be singing a verse, and it was an explicit version. But when they were, you know, singing it, they would not say the curse.
Yeah,
I thought that was dope.
I think the whole idea is just like being present, and being around, and being able to tell your kids like this is good, yeah. This is not good, this is what you say, this is what you don't say. But if you just let them run wild and let them hear anything,
of course, so there has to be guidance . But I do think there's something to be said about common sense being instilled in kids and them understanding, you know, and not being like hiding these things from them, because then when it hits them all at once, you know, it's like a candy that you didn't let them have. Now they want it, and then they over abuse it versus them kind of like growing into it and then, you know, saying, you know, I don't have to curse like a sailor. I don't have to, you know, be raunchy. You know, it's a part of life. And I don't know. It just seemed like those kids grew up more well-rounded.
Well, just think about the normalcy of explicit language in songs at this point. Like if you go out shopping, you know, you go into a store and they're playing music and they're saying all kinds of crazy shit. You know, back when we were young, you didn't hear that. But now it's like no one's blinking an eye and they're saying the worst shit ever in a song, and it's being played, you know, in a public area where people are shopping and stuff. So it's almost like you have to kind of get your kids ready for that stuff. You know what I mean?
I don't know if it's generational. I mean, I'm not sure if I'm understanding what you're saying.
Well, like, so for instance, like if you go into, if you go shopping at I don't know, name any kind of store that you're going to go into.
Marshall's,
TJ Maxx, Gap, whatever it is, right?
The flea market.
Yeah. You go into a store.
Yeah.
Everyone's playing music in a store for your shopping experience. A lot of times they're playing, you know, whatever's popular, and they're playing the explicit versions of these songs. So you go in and, you know, there's the worst kind of language that, you know, you could hear, like in terms of kids being present. And that's just kind of normal at this point. It's like, you know.
So you're saying that is affects him or doesn't affect
him? No, I'm just saying it's like that's just a part of normal life at this point. So it's like you kind of have to, you know, if you're gonna take them out into the public, that's gonna be out there anyway. So
it's gonna be out there. Yeah. Anyway.
So you kind of have to prepare them and understand, like, damn, even if I take them shopping, they're gonna start hearing music with all kinds of crazy shit in it anyway. So let me at least school them on, you know, these are the words that you're not gonna say. These are the words, you know, these are adult words, whatever.
But I mean,
it's hard to shelter them from that, you know?
I'm assuming you're talking about like really, really small children, because at some point when kids have friends and go out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And have, you know, or they go to school or even.
Yeah,
even
I'm talking about really small children. Like,
they're going to be, you know, learning all this stuff with their friends.
Yeah, but even that, like,
and you might shelter them at home so they'll act like they're good, but really behind closed doors, they're not that good.
Yeah, I mean, even my son is six and he'll say, like, you know, I heard, you know, my friend Mason, you know, his brother Max, who's nine, he told us a couple bad words. Can I tell you what they are without me getting in trouble? You know, that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, they're going to hear it, but I mean, it's also good. You know, you just, it's out there. So,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah. I subscribe to the same.
Like, yeah. You got to find a middle ground for this stuff, I think, is the way to go. That's my opinion.
My 5-year-old, he boys tend to be the more mischievous, you know, early. And so he's always trying to be slick and try to do more than what he's supposed to. So he's the one that, he's very attentive. So he's the one that'll come to me and be like, I think I just heard, you know, my youngest daughter, he'll be like, I think I just heard her say the S word.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm like, you serious? Yeah, yeah. No, she said, can I tell you what it is?
Right.
And I'm like, nah, I know what the S word is. You know.
I don't know what the S word is.
Well, actually, so.
Yeah, Sancocho. Huh? Sancocho.
So the first S word right now is stupid for my son, but then then it's going to turn into some other shit afterwards. Yeah. Right.
That's how it started. Yeah. It was stupid was the first. But you know, I sat them down. I was like, yo, look, this is what, like you said, Kay, like, you just got to not lay the law, but like get them to understand, like, yo, you're going to hear all this type of shit out here.
Right.
And it starts at home, because we try to hold our tongue, or we used to try. Now we try to keep, you know, the expletives to what I'll call the safer ones and not get super, you know, crazy with it.
Right.
But they know what they are and why they're not good to say, you know, frequently. And that they better never say it in front of us, or that we better catch them, you know, in school. Well,
let's take a hip hop stance on it, a lyrical stance on it. And, you know, so for those of us who appreciate lyrics, right, we can appreciate an MC who knows how to get his point across without necessarily saying fuck Rock or him. Shit or whatever, and can say it in a way that sounds like poetry, and, you know, doesn't necessarily have to curse every other word. Right. That's what we appreciated about lyrics.
Right.
So, you know, that's kind of a stance we can take with our kids. Like, yo, look, these are words you're going to hear, but you don't necessarily have to, you know, be cool and say it this way. There's other ways to go about it and say it, and, you know, that kind of thing. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And on that note,
that's the shit. So, yeah. So, on next week's edition,
right? Yeah, we got shit, man. We had 48 minutes already, so flowing.
That's good. I would like to take this opportunity to educate the fans on our socials.
We up and running?
We're up and running, baby. We're Fatherhoods Pod. That's Fatherhoods with an S, Pod, POD, on Twitter and Instagram. That's all we're messing with right now. So if you want to have us get to some other social platform, you're going to have to really lobby us, because we're old and we really don't give two shits about much else. But yeah, so check us out. Follow, comment. We'll start to put some stuff up there shortly. But that's what we are.
Yeah, and we're going to, aside from our own weekly convos, we're going to bring some guests on here, talk about their perspective on fatherhood and how it interacts with their life as hip-hop artists and celebrities and people within the culture. So, yeah, should be interesting.
What we might want to do, too, if we ever talk about any kind of – and this, you know, obviously if we ever start having advertisers and people interested in sponsoring or getting with us, depending, you know, we want to approve these products to make sure that it makes sense with us. But anything we talk about, like even like these potty training stuff that Kay was talking about, we might want to like add links to the description so that people can physically see what we're talking about, or even a YouTube link to somebody explaining some of these methods, whether it be the sign language, just different tools that people could go to and refer that are probably more experts than us.
Yeah.
On the things that we're talking about. I think that might be helpful. Another thing that I want to add is I'm going to definitely add us on crazyhood.com. We have a podcast page that has some of the like Family Ties and Dream Big Hip Hop and different podcasts. I'm going to add Fatherhoods to that as well, so people, if they forget to find us in other places, they can go to crazyhood.com and find us there as well. And we have the website for Fatherhoods that we'll set up and have it going to its own thing as well. All in due time, you know. We'll
Booyaka.
Our little podcast will do its thing eventually.
Yeah.
Grow into its own.
But right now we're having fun.
I mean, it's not about anything other than that. Just therapy for us three to talk to ourselves about what the hell's going on with our family.
and cracking the door just open enough for you guys to hopefully give a shit.
Right.
If not, maybe chuckle a little bit at our stress.
Right.
All right. I think that's episode. Wait. This is gonna be very quick.
Holler.
I just bought a thing called an air fryer. Does anyone know what the hell?
I have one. I've had one for a couple years.
Well, fuck you then, because you should have told me this shit before.
Just a bomb, right?
Yo,
it's just way better than a microwave, dog.
Oh, yo, son, let me tell you something.
Yeah, I mean, a microwave doesn't have anything on an air fryer.
Yeah, I don't even know how to spell microwave no more. That's just dead to me. Yo, I made the bomb ass chicken wings from scratch in that thing. Yeah, that's it. And I've had a struggle trying to do them joints. Grills, deep fryers. Yo, I've spent so much money trying to make those.
Nah, it's the best, man. I'm trying to get a new one because mine's kind of beat up now from moving around. But you put frozen fries or frozen whatever in there, pop them in for like 10, 15 minutes. It's like as good as fried.
Yo. And no oil. Like, I don't use
any. No oil. No oil.
So, anyway, I'm very excited about that. That's a new addition to the family. It's, competing pretty mightily for my wife's affection right now. So I think she might actually be happy about that shit. So I need to go talk to her.
My girl doesn't even use it at all, I don't think. She doesn't see the use in it.
Yeah, my wife loves it too. So that makes our relationship even better. Yeah, right, so shall we close?
Yeah, we're good, man.
All right, cool. This has been another episode of Fatherhoods. Hope you're enjoying your life. Beats, rhymes,
and diapers.
Yeah. For the culture.